Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's the shotgun snap, the fake handoff, the quarterback will take it himself, gets a block at the 10 on the numbers near side, the 5 goes to the pylon, running to the near sideline. That is a touchdown, Russell Wilson.
Thank you, Kevin Harlan, with the call right here on your home of the NFL. Oh, yeah, and America's team. 105.3 The Fan. While we were sleeping, the news broke. Russell Wilson gave the Seahawks a deadline of last night, and they gave in. They budged. Russell Wilson will now make $35 million. Well done. $35 million a season. He gets a four-year, $140 million extension with 65 guaranteed. First off, let's talk about this from Russell in Seattle's standpoint. I think it's clear that Russell is happy with his title, his lone title, because all the numbers have shown, and Tom Brady has shown us, that when you take this type of contract and when you take this type of money, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. Look at all the playoff teams last year. Seattle became Seattle and the Legion of Boom because they drafted Russell later on, and they were able to pay everyone else. Mm-hmm. They were able to. Now, what is Russell Wilson as a quarterback? This, to me, is one of my most difficult discussions in all of sports. I was always of the mindset that he was a little bit overrated. In watching a lot of games, like, he'll miss some throws, but then he'll make like plays that only he can really make. Him on the move is probably the most dangerous guy in the entire league. He also hasn't been given a ton of help. You got to knock Seattle's front office from that standpoint. Who's the best he's ever played with? Doug Baldwin, Marshawn Lynch,
Golden Tate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Jimmy Graham.
Nothing that impressive.
Old Jimmy Graham.
Yeah. So and bad offensive lines at times. So I've always had a really hard time judging Russell Wilson. But yeah, you can easily make the argument he's a top five quarterback. He's tremendously valuable to them. But to me, part of Russell's legacy was having a great team around him, and he's team first guy. He's always giving these corny, cheesy speeches. So I guess I'm a tiny bit surprised that he wanted the highest contract in the history of the NFL, because as the numbers show, they're not going to be a Super Bowl winner.
I'm going to give you some statistics of a quarterback. I want you to guess what the record was of the team last year. Okay?
Okay, is it Seattle?
No.
All right.
This quarterback was fourth in quarterback rating, third in touchdowns, third in yards per game, fourth in completion percentage, eighth in yards per attempt, fourth in DVOA, ninth in QBR.
11-5.
7-9. It was Matt Ryan.
Mm. Yeah.
Pay a quarterback that now, kind of money.
Now, they had a lot of injuries on defense.
Exactly. Death. When you pay someone, you lose. You have to. So, like, it is a zero-sum game, right? Or it's not a zero-sum. I don't know how the phrase works. I'm just trying to sound smart, but I don't really know what I'm talking about. When you give someone something, you directly take from something else. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what happens in a salary cap league. When you give to the quarterback the defensive line, you directly take from some other position. And that's what happens. And that's what happens to Atlanta. That's what happens to a lot of teams out there. Green Bay, when they pay Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
When Kirk Cousins gets his contract. One injury, two injuries, you lack depth. The Cowboys had plenty of cap room last year. Did they lack depth on the defensive line? Little bit, right?
Yeah.
And what's going to happen when now they pay Tank, then they're going to pay Amari, then they're going to pay Dak, then they're going to pay Zeke? They're not going to have any depth. Same thing for Seattle. Seattle, when they had a great all-time defense, they had a quarterback that was free. And they had largely other guys on their team that were on rookie deals that were basically free labor. I'm not saying that he hasn't earned it. I'm not saying that you don't pay elite quarterbacks. You pay elite quarterbacks. And I think Russell's elite. But, man, like.
But you're saying you don't pay it. You're not paying elite quarterbacks. I gotta get your stance straight on it. You would not have paid Aaron Rodgers that money.
No.
You would have started over, and you would not have paid Russell Wilson. You would have started over.
I would have traded him for the Giants' 2 first-round picks this year and next year, whatever.
Okay.
You know, When you do that, like, you know, you have to understand there's 2 things you can do. You can either hang on to the elite quarterback and pay him whatever he wants and run the risk. You know that you're going to have good years and you have a chance at a Super Bowl.
Right. And that known is better and more important to these GMs,
yeah,
unless you're Bill Belichick or Jerry Jones with ultimate job security, than getting Quincy Carter,
yeah,
and Matt Flynn. And Akili Smith,
like you only get one go round.
Yes,
with the
you miss
I'm
one.
I'm gonna bounce a second and third, yep, rounder. Like, right, try drafting Stephen McGee,
yes,
and Quincy Carter like in back to back drafts and see what that gets you as a GM who's not Jerry Jones.
Like
that gets
always,
you fired.
I agree, Roy. You've always come at this with someone that has Jerry's job security.
Yeah, well, I'm always looking at it from the Cowboys perspective.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, yeah, that's one of 2 situations in the whole league. It's that you got to allow for these other teams not to have that security.
Correct.
Because when you miss, and the odds are you will miss.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a 55% hit rate, then you're gone.
Oh, look, I totally agree. I totally understand what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, the chances now, and we've seen the formula,
yeah,
that they're not going to win again. You know, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
And here's
you know that by signing this deal, you're guaranteeing yourself at least a shot at a wild card playoff every year. You're,
yeah,
just going to guarantee yourself that. Even Atlanta, that was a blip. It was a 1-year thing, I think. But you do have a chance at a Super Bowl. The problem is that you are on such thin ice. The cap dictates that you're on such thin ice. It's the greatest sports quandary we have right now.
Yes.
You know, like, do you pay the quarterback? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Yes.
Like, that's the problem that we're in, and I struggle with it. I would like to think that I would hold firm on it, but, I mean, look, you guys know me. I don't have any guts.
So now.
So I would fold like a suitcase.
What does this mean for Dak Prescott? KT is already up. I think he has become the number one Dak defender in the station now because he's willing to pay him whatever he wants. And KT already 2 hours ago saying the price only goes up from here. The Cowboys should get Dak done ASAP. I bet they won't. It's basic economics. Do it now and you ultimately save. And again, Russell Wilson, in case you're just waking up or you're groggy and not have the coffee yet, 4 for 140, 35 a year, 65 guaranteed. KT continues. Dak and his team probably wanted to wait because they feel like they'll go win another 10-plus games. To me, it feels like you could have had Dak at 32. Now you're talking about a little more than that probably, and it only goes higher if more dudes sign, do the deals early. Here's what I would say to KT in this type of thought process. Go look at the tank negotiations. This is no different. So Dak Prescott's agent calls the Cowboys today and goes, hey, you guys listen to those geniuses on the fan report the Russell Wilson numbers? Well, yes, we did. Okay, well, when are we getting 35? You're not getting 35. What do you mean? The way the world works is it doesn't matter our ability. It doesn't matter our skill set. If one guy gets paid, we just automatically get a higher deal. That's the way the world works now. It's not if you're in that guy's league or accomplish what that guy has. You're just supposed to magically get gifted a better contract. Well, you know what the Cowboys told Tank Lawrence? That's not happening here. You're not, and they told him this because we heard the agent say it the other day. Roy listened. You're not Khalil Mack and you're not Aaron Donald. And the same thing applies. Actually, you may have the argument that it applies even more. When Dak's agent calls, Steven says, you're not Russell, you're not Matt, and you're not Aaron. So you're not getting 33 to 35. That's the way I hope, and that's the way I think this will go.
That's exactly the way it'll go. You know, they'll be
like if KT's awake, I would say, what argument does Dak Prescott have? And that's where.
Well, 33 and 16, John.
That, or whatever I'm it is. Glad you brought that up.
32.
Because the same numbers were given to me. This is where we get in the counting numbers and watch the game and all the analytics. This is a great quandary, too. Because statistically, over the past two seasons, Tank exceeded Khalil. Well, what happened at the end of the day? Reality set in. Because the Cowboys kind of watched the league, too. And they knew, and anyone with eyes knew, that Tank was not Khalil. And that's why he didn't get paid like him. And anyone with eyes knows you can give me your fourth quarter comebacks. You can give me your win-loss. He's not Russell. So let's deal in reality versus all the numbers that the Dak supporters will try to give. And it worked out with Tank, and hopefully it does here.
But I'll be Dak's guy. Well, he's not Russell, but Russell's not Matt Ryan. And Russell got paid more than Matt Ryan. And Russell's not Tom Brady. And Russell's not Aaron Rodgers.
Well, there's a lot of people in the league that would take Russell Wilson over Matt Ryan. There's a lot of people that's much more of a discussion than Dak
right,
to
it's
Russell.
A discussion, yeah. I mean, Dak versus Russell is not a discussion.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
No, you can twist the numbers again.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, like, we'll have numbers later on. Dak versus Russ. We have them straight up. I saved them from weeks ago because I was waiting for this deal to get done. And, you know, you can manipulate, but no, man. Stephen Jones has already laid the groundwork. He said it over the past 2 weeks. It's got to be team-friendly. Team-friendly. And I would also say this if I'm Steven, and he brought this up too. You know, you want to start building your legacy. Russell Wilson clearly doesn't care about winning three championships. Russell Wilson wanted to get paid. It wasn't about clearly having Seattle have this balance to make them contenders. Russell doesn't care about that. Russell's got his superstar model girlfriend, and he's got his one ring, and he wanted to make history financially. Well, Dak, you can do that, but let's get you the one ring first. And you want a better legacy than Russell Wilson? Then let's allow all the other guys to get paid with you, but let's get you a couple rings. And there, you'll leapfrog him.
I love the fan texter who texted in basically with the idea that just have Dak play the quarterback game that he plays with Jason Garrett for his contract. And every time he misses, you take $1 million off. And I bet you get to a place where you really like the deal. That would be very team friendly.
That's a great text. That's a great, great text. So now, what do you think it will or should do? Well, what do you think it will do? I don't think it's going to have much of an impact at all. Stephen Jones just proved it in the Tank Lawrence contract, in my opinion. Now, quarterback's more important.
Yeah.
They love the leader. You don't want the leader ticked off. But Stephen knows. You don't play your franchise guy, a guy that you think is a top five guy, if you're going to pay him like that. You don't pay him in the last regular season, meaningless game of the year. That game told me so much against the Giants, that they put him out there. And I was going crazy. I was losing my mind. It wasn't going to do anything for you. Oh, Blake Jarwin. It was his coming out party. You don't put him out there if you think your guy is that valuable, in my opinion. I know Brady's been put out there sometimes by Belichick in preseason games or whatever. You just don't do that. They just weren't confident enough in the offense, and that's why they put him and the starters out there. They know he's not a top five guy. And they can't pay him like that.
There's no call for him to be. I discovered this kid.
Yeah, that's true.
I write songs about him.
That's true.
I have a love affair with him. We're doing the home run derby.
There are restraining orders.
Yeah, we're doing the home run derby so I could be in the same field with him.
Yeah.
But he's not a top five quarterback in the NFL. You got a hard case to make him like top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get him in there. Get him in there at 8 to 12, 8 to 14. You can get him somewhere in there. You know, especially when he's playing well. When he's playing well, he can play at a top five level. For the most part, though, just, you know, waking up in the morning, he's not a top five guy.
Yeah.
I disagree with there's a faction of people that say if you pay him anything, you're paying him too much. I disagree with that.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I'm not going to be thrilled with 28, but I'm still preparing myself for 28. If you want to take it to 30, no.
He's going to get it. He's going to get close to 30.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go there. I'd stick in that 25 to 28 range.
Oh.
You know, that's where I'd stick.
But, you get it for 25. That breaks. I'll be happy. I don't want to be locked into anything. I want to be able to get out of it like Derek Carr-wise because I'm still not sold on him as a guy who can – he can't put the offense on his shoulders. He can't. He hasn't.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they sign him this year, it will have that Derek Carr out in case they move on from the coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.